Hi, everyone. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there is enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I'm so honored today because I have Crystal with me. Crystal is a seasoned nonprofit professional with over 15 years of experience in the sector. She is a passionate advocate for social justice and women's rights, and her drive to make a positive impact on the lives of other female entrepreneurs is truly inspiring. As a mother of two boys, Crystal is a firm believer that women can be both great mothers and successful business owners. In addition to her extensive experience in the nonprofit sector and her passion for social advocacy, Crystal is also deeply dedicated to building a supportive community for female entrepreneurs. As the CEO and founder of the Mom Link and the Women Supporting Women in Business Club, she is committed to connecting and empowering women in business and building community, one woman at a time. Crystal's mission is to create a safe and nurturing space where women can come together to collaborate, network, and grow both personally and professionally. With her contagious energy and unwavering determination, Crystal is making a lasting impact on the lives of female entrepreneurs, one woman at a time. Her vision for the world where women leverage collaboration over competition to thrive in both their personal and professional lives is truly inspiring. And her dedication to this movement is a testament to her leadership and drive to create a better future for our younger generation of aspiring female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for being here today, Crystal.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to jump in and talk about my passion and the Mom Link and the women of the Mom Link.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear because I know we were talking before, but tell us how you really got here. I know that it's been like ups and downs and everything in between, but if you could share that journey with us or take us on that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I am actually a brand new entrepreneur. I left my 18-year career in the nonprofit sector almost two years ago. So this is a new, exciting journey that I'm on. And like any other entrepreneur, and in this case, a mompreneur, I'm a mom of two boys, 4 and 6. It's a journey. It is a roller coaster ride. It's an exciting, thrilling one. It's got its ups, its downs, it ebbs, it flows. But one thing I have learned about myself throughout this journey is I'm a fighter. I push through. And when I'm in the trenches is when I push through even harder. And the only thing that I know for sure is the difference between those who succeed in building the business of their dreams and becoming the entrepreneur they always wanted to be is that ability to push through during the most difficult, darkest moments in the journey. And it's that tenacity, it's knowing your passion and being so convicted in your purpose that will allow you to succeed as an entrepreneur.
Spoken like a true entrepreneur. And with that, I'm curious, what was that deciding factor of going into the entrepreneurial world? Because it is a big shift from working somewhere for 18 years in that sector to now entrepreneurship.
Yeah, well, you know, so I actually started from a very young age. I always knew that I had a special gift, that I believed from a young age that I was going to change the world. I was going to mobilize a group of individuals, you know, to advocate for change in our world. And I followed that from a young age. I was actually called, when I was younger, I was called the bake sale queen. I used to bake whatever it was, Rice Krispies, whatever, and sell them. Oh gosh, this will be a like tell sign of my age, but I used to sell them for like 25 cents. I'm sure we're not selling baked goods for 25 cents anymore, but I used to be called the bake sale queen, and I truly was convicted in, you know, selling my baked goods to fundraise money for whatever cause it was that I was standing behind at the time and to raise awareness. And from a young age, I realized I had that special skill to inspire other people to care about social justice issues or things going on in our local communities and in our world. And alongside that, as a young female, I always yearned and strive to immerse myself in community settings. I never wanted to do anything alone. And for a long time in my 20s, I probably assumed that, oh gosh, you're scared to do anything alone. But I don't think it's that. And I realized today at only almost 40 years old with, you know, building a successful company and building a thriving community, that what it was that was my calling. I was meant to be a part of community. And because from a young age, I realized that, you know, alone, sure, I could sell 10 baked goods. But when I brought 5 extra friends or 10 extra friends, we sold that many more baked goods. So I knew from a young age, the power of community in our world is truly what makes the difference. And so that was a part of me always. I then, you know, did my undergrad in political science and sociology. And because of all of my volunteer work that I would do on my own community, on my own campus, throughout my undergrad, it opened up so many doors of opportunity. People always ask me, Crystal, how did you work in Burkina Faso, West Africa? How did you go to the Middle East? How did you do all this international work? I want to do it too. And my answer was simple. Two things: be part of community and volunteer. And those are the best resume building skills and experiences that you can provide in your career in a professional setting. And that's the honest answer. I just utilized the power of embracing myself in community from a young age to get to those opportunities that I was so fortunate to experience in my life. And that's what brought me into the 18-year career in the nonprofit sector. So I worked in the nonprofit in so many different capacities. I worked in HIV, I worked in poverty reduction strategies, harm reduction strategies. I did a lot of awareness and education in all these areas and all these different organizations. But my biggest skill set and the probably the biggest role I fulfilled throughout the 18 years was a volunteer management position. Mm-hmm. I was really good at mobilizing community members. I was really good at bringing groups of people together with a common goal and working together collectively to achieve that common goal. I had this natural way to inspire people. People used to say, Crystal, your inspiration, your passion for what you do is contagious. And that really worked to my advantage. And so I managed volunteers. And if we know anything about running a business or being an entrepreneur, getting a group of volunteers to volunteer their time, their hours, which is money, which equals money, is not an easy thing to do, and to keep people engaged and to keep them engaged and, you know, working towards the cause. So I recognized, you know, when I recognized that I wanted always to start my own nonprofit, to be my own, you know, be the CEO of my own company, but always immersed in community. So fast forward, this is a little bit of a long story. So fast forward, I actually reached out to a friend of mine at the time. I had just jumped into motherhood. I was on my second baby. I had babies back to back. And if you're a mom or a mompreneur and listening to this and you're thinking about having babies back to back, my goodness, it was quite the adventure I went on. I'm not sure if I would suggest that, but either way, I did it. I survived it and had boys back to back. And I left my career here in Canada. We're pretty fortunate. We get a 24 months of maternity leave that we get to take. Yeah, incredible, right?
Different in the US.
Yeah, so I took that time and I left my career. I took that time, spent 4 years straight at home with my kids. And I felt like that was it. I was complete. I had reached my highest purpose. I was fulfilled. Motherhood was everything. I didn't need anything else. And the passion and purpose that I had received through the nonprofit work had been replaced. And I was like, oh, that wasn't it. This is actually my calling in life. It's just to be a mom and be an incredible mom. And it was true at the time. I loved it. I loved being a full-time mom, staying at home with my kids. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, mom life identity crisis smacked me right in the face. This is a true, I swear, like this term needs to be in a book somewhere. It is a true thing. I feel like all women and moms go through this. You literally, when you become a mom, you lose your identity. You lose everything that gave you purpose. And because what's filling your cup is the journey of motherhood. What's filling your cup and giving you life and purpose is just being a mom. And although that's an incredible feeling, it didn't last for me. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids. I love being a mom. But I knew there was more to me. I found myself saying to my husband, like, I just want to find that bake sale queen again. I just want to find that Crystal that was so passionate about creating change in our world. I just want to be her again. How do I find her? And I knew I didn't want to go back to a 9-to-5 setting. I knew I didn't want to go back to hitting all of those glass ceilings in the nonprofit world. And this is across the board in nonprofit or corporate. Women have a hard time reaching those leadership positions. We are not equally represented in leadership positions. And I faced that in my nonprofit career. I hit way too many glass ceilings. I knew that I was a natural born leader. I've always had incredible leadership skills. I knew I wanted to be in a leadership role, but I wasn't managing to get there in my 18-year career. And so when I was in motherhood, when I was immersed in motherhood, was not working, and I realized I needed something else to fulfill me outside of motherhood. I needed an identity for Crystal outside of just being the label of a mom. And I knew I didn't want to go back to my nonprofit career working that 9-to-5 either, because I wanted to have the best of both worlds. And I believe you can as a mom. I believe that you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be a stay-at-home mom and spend that time with your kids when they're little and still fulfill your dreams. And so I actually reached out to a friend of mine at the time and I said, hey, let's become micro influencers and let's share our motherhood journey. So we did that for a couple of years. We discovered Clubhouse, where we met you, Dr. C. Yes. And it was this audio app. In case you haven't heard of it, it's a social audio app called Clubhouse. And it changed my life. And it is literally what sparked and what birthed my company today called The Mom Link. And what I realized getting on this audio app, yes, I joined it as the Shameless Mamas, and just connecting with other moms and other females on this audio app and talking about things that impact women, talking about things through the motherhood journey. And I started to see my natural skill and my natural talent of bringing women together and bringing community together. And before I knew it, our rooms on Clubhouse were blowing up and women were flocking. Women were in desperate need of community. Now, remember at the time, we were in the middle of the pandemic. We were in lockdown, especially Canadians. We were in like a 2-year lockdown. And people were needing community at this time. They needed it more now than ever during the pandemic in that isolation time period, especially moms. I found needed that community, that connection, and, you know, being connected with other like-minded women. So we started just that. We just started with these audio rooms on Clubhouse and women started coming to these rooms. And then quickly it actually evolved into the Mom Link, helping women connect, collaborate, and join and form community. And we didn't realize at the time what we were actually creating. I had no idea it would turn into what it is today. But it was the most fulfilling journey in building this business, because it was going back to what I was always great at, what I always excelled at, what I always knew in my heart and soul, that everybody in this world needs to be a part of community, especially moms and female entrepreneurs. So that's kind of what brought me to the Mom Link. And since then, Mom Link, we have now launched our own private membership community called the Women Supporting Women in Business Club. We launched in October. In little as 4 months, we have 170 members in our private membership community. I like to call it like the university for female entrepreneurs. And I know we'll get into this because, you know, I built this community from the shoes, from the perspective of what it felt like to be a new entrepreneur myself. The lessons I learned, the failures, the challenges, the barriers, the things nobody tells you when you want to, you know, go after your dreams and build that dreams of, you know, build that business of your dreams. Nobody tells you this stuff. And I have yet to find like a course that says University course 101 for female entrepreneurs, the do's and don'ts for your first year in business. So that is what I hope to bring to our community. Our community has grown into a couple different tiers and different levels because our community has a few different demographics and groups of female entrepreneurs. We've got new, brand new female entrepreneurs who haven't left their 9-to-5 yet, or maybe have left their 9-to-5 and are just starting to register and launch their business. And then we have another group of women in our community who have left their 9-to-5, launched their business, but are looking to start scaling their business. And then we have a third group of women in our community who have launched, scaled, making those sales, and are looking to take that to the next level and find new collaboration investment opportunities and also a way to pay it forward down the line of other female entrepreneurs.
Oh, I love your story. I'm just like sitting here like, yes, yes, because it really is like, it started from such a young age where like with the bake sale, but like bringing community. And that's why I think we really connected as well, is because I believe in like, we're better together. Like we can all be doing our own things, but coming together and really supporting and uplifting one another, especially female entrepreneurs or females in general. I feel like there is sometimes competition, but it's taking a step back and looking at how can we collaborate? How can we create a community where everyone feel safe to talk about what's going on, or not having to fake it till you make it. And just really like, I love the tiers too of the university, because I think it's so important where it doesn't matter where you're starting. There's a place for you. That's what it sounds like to me. And I think that's what you've created, spaces for people to really be welcomed and with open arms to be able to excel in whatever they're doing. And that started with the bake sale, volunteering, doing all these amazing things that you've been able to create. And I love that you had that time off. And I was just like, when you were saying Canada gives you 24 months, like, I was like, that is not heard of here in the US.
It's pretty incredible. Yes, we're pretty fortunate. And, you know, Dr. C, I have to say, you know, the other thing about the Mom Link, yes, we're a community for female entrepreneurs, but you said something there that I just want to like touch upon, and what fuels me and what inspires me to keep on going and to know that we are a part of something huge. We at the Mom Link, the women of our community, we are on to something that is going to be world changing, and most importantly is going to change the future of our younger generation of female entrepreneurs. And I say that wholeheartedly because I see what's happening. I see what's happened to myself in the last 2 years. So you talked about competitiveness amongst women. Mm-hmm. And part of the mission of the Mom Link is to cancel the culture of competition amongst women and instead embrace the doors of opportunity that open up through collaboration amongst women. And I know this, and I know the success that comes to women when we choose to collaborate instead of competing against one another. And having said, you know, this competition thing, anybody who's listening, if you're a female entrepreneur, if you're a woman and you ever thought, oh gosh, I know, I've looked at another woman and been jealous, or I've thought, why her and not me? Or, you know, what does she have? Or how did she get lucky? Or we've ever felt that sense of competitiveness. You're not alone. I'm there with you. I'm not perfect. I have definitely experienced and had those thoughts and had those feelings of competitiveness. But I'm here to say and share with all of you to say that it's not your fault. Take that off of your shoulders. That is not a burden for you to carry and feel guilty about. It's the society and world we live in. And I think it really just comes down to the fact that there is not equal opportunities in the world for females. We are 50% of the world's population, yet we are not 50% represented in positions of leadership, in ownerships of companies, in funding for small business owners. There is a huge discrepancy and does not represent 50% of the population of females out there. And I think because of the lack of opportunities, I know it's because of the lack of opportunities that pits us against one another, that makes us fight for pushing that door open, kicking each other out of the way, not leaving the door open behind us for the next female to come through because we're worried that she's going to get our clients, or because we're worried she'll get there before us. It's not our fault. It's because of the lack of opportunities. And so the mission behind the Mom Link is to cancel that culture of competition and actually create our own opportunities. You know, just because the world at large doesn't have these equal opportunities for women, who's to say that we as women, as the leaders that we are, that we can't build our own opportunities, that we can't close that gap by linking arms together, being a part of community, and actually changing and closing that gap together. And I believe it's through collaboration. When women collaborate, literally the doors of opportunity begin to open, especially women in business and female entrepreneurs. And the last thing I want to say about it as well, about collaboration, I think we think about collaborating, okay, let me collaborate with somebody who's not doing the same thing as me. I encourage you today, if you're listening right now, I encourage you to think outside of the box and actually look at collaborating with exactly the people who are in your field, who yeah. are in your area of expertise, who are in the same industry as you. Because one, they know things that you do not know. They have gone through life experiences throughout their journey in building their business that are unique to them and different from yours. They have skills, they have referrals, they have connections that you don't have. They have a whole community and network that you could tap into by simply collaborating with one another. Get creative, think outside of the box. Collaboration will open up doors of opportunity for you and the other woman you are collaborating with. And when you are collaborating with somebody in the same industry, I mean, the opportunities are endless. You can, you know, do a joint marketing campaign together, pool your resources together, pool your network together. And what will happen? You'll 10X your own community and 10X your own network. So that is just my little piece on, you know, how, why it's so important for us to rewire our brains. And I do believe it is work, right? 2 years ago on Clubhouse, when we first started the Mom Link, I definitely looked at other women like, wow, she's so successful. Why her and not me? Now, my brain is so rewired through this community and because of the women that are part of the Mom Link that when I see another woman succeed, I'm literally like, holy, if she can do it, I can do it too. Let me reach out to her. Let me ask her how she did it. Let me collaborate with her. Let me just tell her, you inspire me. And I think as women, if we do that more often and we actually say out loud instead of secretly in our head that we admire another female successful entrepreneur, but we at least let them know and we say it out loud, it changes the game. It rewires our brain and we can literally eliminate that competitive, you know, nature that's been instilled in us from society.
Yes. And you know, it's, you said something really important there of just like when we were talking about collaboration, keeping the door open for the next person. And I think you've built these tiers that really embody that as well, because it starts with somebody who has first experience, never built a business, still in their 9-to-5, to the people that are very successful. But it's being able to collaborate, I think, is just, it's so important to me too. And that's even why I started this channel, because I wanted to shine light on all these amazing individuals like yourself and the differences too, because you could have somebody in the same exact industry, but it's how they built it too. And you can learn from somebody. There's always room to grow. There's always something you can learn from somebody. So I'm curious, with everything that you have built, what was like getting to the Mom Link? You shared all of that, but what has it been like the last 2 years really building the Mom Link, but like more in particularly the membership and being able to create those tiers? Like, how did you come up with that?
Oh my goodness. So many lessons learned, painful mm-hmm. ones, tears along the way. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurship is worth it. Mm-hmm. I encourage you, if you, you know, have a dream, chase it. If you have a dream, dream bigger and know that you can achieve it, but know that it is not what people say, like you get to work on your own time. You don't have to answer to nobody. Like that's all a myth. That is all a myth. It just looks different than your 9-to-5, but you still have people to answer to. And anybody who tells you as a new entrepreneur, new business owner, that you're going to create those millions in the first year, I mean, that's less than 1% of the population. Yeah. Like that is more than unlikely. It takes so much hard work, dedication, and not giving up. And I've learned some pretty painful lessons along the way. And that's part of my mission for why we created this Mom Link community. I don't want to see female entrepreneurs who are taking their life savings, who are putting their family finances on the line to do something they're passionate and to live out their purpose. I don't want to see these women be held back because of wrong information, investments in the wrong thing. And I think there just needs to be a safe place for female entrepreneurs to be told, this is step one, this is step two, this is step three. And before you invest that $20,000 in a coach or in a masterclass or whatever it is, you need to have cash flow in your business. And you actually need to use that money to set up your systems, your operations, the automation aspects of your business before you begin to do that type of investment. So I guess that's the biggest like lesson learned that I would share, and I want to save the next entrepreneur. You know, Clubhouse was an incredible thing, but there were a lot of new entrepreneurs on the app who invested in coaching programs that were $30,000, $60,000, who invested in, you know, a $10,000 program that guaranteed them to scale and 10x their business. Yeah. Not to say that you shouldn't invest in yourself, not to say that you shouldn't, you know, take a masterclass or pay for some, you know, further education, knowledge, skill set to, or pay to work with somebody who's been a successful entrepreneur. I encourage you to do that. Do your research, do your due diligence, and make sure you know what you're investing in. Make sure you have a contract. Make sure you know what you're getting with your investment, and make sure that it's the right time for you in your business to make that investment. Yeah. And so with the Mom Link, if I can save, you know, the next female entrepreneur from making that expenditure that is actually going to set her back and is actually not going to propel her forward, that is literally my mission, to share my experience to make sure that doesn't happen to other female entrepreneurs. Because, and that's why we created this University 101, and that's what kind of gave me this tiered idea. Because as a new entrepreneur, like I said, you shouldn't be spending your money that you're getting into your company with your first clients out into a $10,000, you know, coaching program. You should be putting that back into running your company. So step number one, as my tip from a new female, as a new entrepreneur myself, tip number one, your systems and operations, and having a clear strategy on your mission, vision, and values of your company. Literally pen to paper. This will cost you nothing in your business. What it will cost you is your time to focus and your time to really gain the clarity on what your purpose for your company is, what your mission, what your vision and your values are. Have you drawn out the avatar of your ideal community member? And, you know, if you're wondering, well, I don't have a community. No, you do. Everybody's got community. You have clients, you have community. And you know what? That is the new language for 2023. Your clients aren't clients. Your clients are community. And we need to start treating our clients as community members, as valued members of your business. And so that would lead me to this kind of lesson learned. Step number two is never try and build a business to serve a community of individuals without including them in the process. I learned this in the nonprofit sector from a very young age. You know, when I worked in HIV, I ran a support group. I helped develop a support group for people living with HIV. And I learned through the training that I received, who am I to develop this and to deliver a support group for people living with HIV without including the people I'm looking to serve? So in the nonprofit world, you always hear nothing for us without us. I encourage you as an entrepreneur and business owner, apply this and have this a part of your business mindset. Never try and develop a course, a program, a coach, whatever it is that you want to do without asking the individuals you are looking to serve how they would like to be served. That is like the basics of entrepreneurship. And this will change everything about your business if you include those you are looking to serve in the development of your business process. So my tip number one is get those, think about those systems, strategies, and get clear on your purpose, your mission, vision, and values of your company. Write that stuff down. Literally, you are writing it down. You are reading this out loud to yourself every day for the first year in your business. You're getting clear. Tip number two, you're getting clear on who is your ideal avatar. What do they look like? Where do they congregate? What social media platforms are they using? What are the demographics? Literally draw out what your ideal avatar looks like. And then tip number three, reach out to your ideal avatar, reach out to your ideal clients and potential, create a focus group. Create a focus group of people in your own circle that would represent your ideal avatar and get feedback from them. Get them involved in the building of your programs and your services that you are looking to deliver.
Mm-hmm. So smart. It's so true though. And you know, I love what you said about just how building the community, all those factors, but the biggest thing too, I think, is how you went about it. Like really asking, like the research market, I think is so important, or yeah, marketing and understanding what your person wants, what your client wants, and understanding that, because you're going to waste a lot of time and energy if you're just doing what you think you want or what people want instead of just going straight to the source. And I want to touch on what you said earlier too, though, about investment, because I think it's so important, investment. And I love how you broke that down, because I think there are so many people out there that have been burned in the coaching industry in particular of spending so much money and not seeing a return on their investment. And it's very sad, but I love that you've created this really safe community where you can have those steps in place so people can really thrive and understand, okay, this is what you need to do, or I can help you with this. And like being able to have that space is so key, because like you said too, like on Clubhouse, we would hear a lot of different things of different aspects, but I think it's important to recognize too, because I did that in the beginning of my business. I hired a coach. She was great. She was there what I needed at that moment, but I was spending more than I was earning and I wasn't seeing that return on investment for me in particular, but I know I'm not the only one. And just like what you're saying too, like you're a lot of people do that.
Oh my goodness. Dr. C, you are not. It is literally heartbreaking. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest. I lived that same painful experience, not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see other women and mompreneurs go through this. It is so heartbreaking. Yeah. And most of the time, ladies, you can get everything you need from the good old internet. You can even Google. Now ask ChatGTP for anything you want to know about entrepreneurship. all jokes aside, it's heartbreaking to see, you know, women invest that type of money and not see an ROI. It's crazy to me. And, you know, the first tier in our membership, it's $1,000 for the year. Mm-hmm. But in that membership, you get master classes every single week. You get your networking rooms, you get access to the community, you get weekend workshops, you get coaching calls, whatever it is you need in your first year of business, you receive it in this first tier level membership at the Mom Link. We call it like this all-inclusive resort. So I'm a all-inclusive resort travel junkie, I have to say. And I absolutely love the concept of coming to one place and getting everything you need. So you come into the Mom Link space and you don't know what even automation means, well, we'll teach you, we'll show you, we'll tell you what programs, what the costs of them are. You don't know how to close a sales call, well, guess what, we'll teach you. You don't have clarity on what your offer is, you need to first have that clarity. You need somebody to teach you how to craft your offer so then you can get, you know, perfect your pitch. Well, we do that in the Mom Link community. We do all of that. We want this all-inclusive, resort style for the new entrepreneur, the university for female entrepreneurs. And the coolest thing about the community that I would say is the cherry on top, and it goes to what we were talking about of not seeing women get screwed over by these investments that have no ROI. Yeah. Come into this community and you get to say in a private space with a group of other women and say, hey, I'm thinking about spending 10 grand on this coach. Does anybody have experience with this coach? Does anybody have a referral for me? Like, that is the power of community. That is why, as a female entrepreneur in 2023, if you are not part of community, you are missing the boat. Because when you are a part of community, you get the heads up, you get vetted referrals, trusted referrals. You're looking for a bookkeeper, you're looking for a CPA, you're looking for a trademark lawyer. come into the MomLink community and just ask and you shall receive. So we call it like the virtual Rolodex with 170 women in our community, 170 members in our community. What does that mean? We have 170 women with their own areas of expertise, with their own lived experience, with their own referrals, with their own network. So that is the biggest ROI in our membership community is those who participate, mm-hmm. those who are putting in, you know, the time and taking the action, but those who are maximizing the return on their investment with the MomLink membership community is those who know how to tap into the community and get what they need from the women and network and build those connections and relationships.
I'm just like in all the feels. I'm like, yes. But I think too, it goes back to that community piece and creating something where you have those vetted referrals, you have people you can trust, because a lot of times, especially when you're new, you're not really knowing what to do, who to go to, but having these vetted individuals that are there to support you and understand, okay, like, yeah, I've been there. Let me show you, let me give you a referral of this person that I've worked with that I trust. And I think it's building that community too. And you're right. It's 2023 being able to have that community. And I love what you said too, about like, your clients or your community and bridging that gap, because I think a lot of times it wasn't bridged, maybe unspoken, maybe it's spoken, but I think really understanding that and really embodying it, because everything you're saying, it's so true. And I've seen it evolve over since Clubhouse as well. And I love where you guys are, where you're going. And I know you have so much more outside of the university. I know you have a plunge coming up as well. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So I made a goal for myself. This year, I said, I need to get back to my roots, and volunteering is one of the things that fill my cup. And I mean, I won't lie, as a mompreneur, the one thing that I may not be best at sometimes is filling my own cup. I'm really good at filling other people's cups. Sometimes I'm not the best at filling my own cup. And so I promised myself in 2023 that I would fill my own cup by doing something that I love, and that's volunteering. And so I had a MomLink in-person meetup in Toronto during the holidays with a group of 25 Canadian MomLink ladies. And we came up with this idea, this crazy idea, to go jump in the freezing cold Lake Erie here in Ontario and create awareness and raise funds for moms and women in recovery programs. So I'm sure it's the same case in the United States. We've got some incredible programs for detox programs, addiction recovery programs, but there is a huge gap in services. So when a woman or a mom goes into a detox center, there is a time period, there's a gap in between getting into the recovery center that there's no beds available. So between detox and getting into the recovery program, it's not a smooth transition and there's a lack of funding and resources. So we decided to raise $10,000 as our goal. We're going to be doing this polar plunge, 25 women linking arms, jumping in the cold lake together. And we are out, each of us going to be fundraising to hit our $10,000 goal to give back to these communities and to moms and women in recovery programs.
I love that. I have a huge heart for just giving back in general, but also in the mental health field as well. But being able to come up with an idea, just everybody getting together and be like, hey, let's do this, and seeing that there's a need that you guys can fill as well, and being able to give back and really help these moms too. And it just goes over your whole mission as well, linking arms and being able to be there in support of anything you can do. And you're doing it. You're doing a lot. Speaking of motherhood, I know you have two beautiful little boys. How has it been balancing motherhood and now jumping into entrepreneurship the last 2 years as well?
Well, I would have to say my first 4 years of motherhood, I was personally on my personal social media, I'm called the traveling mama. I literally, for the first 4 years of my kids, they were probably on like over like 15 flights each. I traveled solo. Yes, I'm married. Yes, I have a husband, but he didn't come on any of these trips with us. I just took me and my babies, and I traveled a heck of a lot of travel, and loved motherhood. Was that Pinterest mom doing all the crafts, all the things? And, you know, that's part of being a new mom too, right? And having kids so back to back, I still felt like I was in that new mom stage. And then entrepreneurship literally has changed my motherhood game, has tested me, has brought me to tears, has brought me to the mom guilt moments. You know, I'm going to keep it real. Like a 9 to 5, you get to close that computer and come home most of the time and not think about your work. And it's really hard to get a work-life balance in place when you're a mompreneur, when you're a working from home mom. And going through a pandemic, having my kids do virtual learning and virtual school, that was utter hell. That was not enjoyable. I am a great teacher, but I am an awful teacher for my kids. I realize that. And so, yeah, it's been a learning curve for me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's something new. It's new waters to navigate through. It's something that you have to really put effort into being intentional when it comes to your time. I definitely still am working. I'm a work in progress at getting better at time management and planning and making sure that I'm carving out intentional time for my family, my kids, my business, myself. So it's not easy. Don't let anybody tell you, you know, it is easy. But if you're a mompreneur and your kids are getting ready to start school, it changes a little bit. It gets a lot easier when they're in school. But while your kids are at home, it's difficult. It isn't easy. And the biggest thing, you know, there's something that we don't talk about as moms and we don't talk about in the mom space enough because it's so taboo and it's like the shameful thing. And there's something called, like, you know, when moms feel that mom rage or they feel so stressed out and overwhelmed and they're just like a boiling, you know, teapot. Like, that is so normal. And we need to start normalizing that. And there's a reason for that. It's not just because you're trying to build the business of your dreams and you're an entrepreneur and you're the CEO of your company. It's because you're the CEO of your household. You're probably the CEO of your marriage. You're probably the CEO in all aspects of your world, your life. And that comes with so many hats. And personally, that's what it feels like to be a mompreneur. It feels like all day long, I'm like, okay, put my mom hat on, take it off. Now put my CEO hat on, now take my community hat. And it's like all these hats and this laundry list in your brain that nobody else sees except you, these small little things that actually need to occur to make the world go round, to make life continue. And it's overwhelming and it's stressful. And it takes a minute to figure out how it works for you and how it works for you individually, because for every female entrepreneur, it will look a little bit different. So it's a work in progress. I like to call it like a working document. You know, there's no end journey to anything. You know, when we talk about mindset or when we talk about work-life balance or when we talk about having confidence and getting rid of imposter syndrome or all of those things, I feel as though we look for, let me take that mindset masterclass. Let me go to this coach. So now I'm like uber confident, never have imposter syndrome. That is not true. You'll get better at it. You'll know how to pull the tools off your tool belt and know when to apply them. When imposter syndrome shows up, when you're stressed and overwhelmed and you need to time manage, you have new tools on your belt. But like everything else in life, it ebbs and flows. There's no end journey. It's not like, yes, now my mindset is perfect. I will never be, you know, I will never lack confidence in my life again. Or I'm the perfect, you know, I've got my schedule and it's perfect for the rest of my life. No, it's a working document. You are a working document. You will have ups, you will have downs, you will learn. And the best thing that I can say is, again, I go back to immerse yourself in community and talk to other moms who are going through it. Talk to other moms who have tips and things that they can share. Talk to other moms who will lift you up on those moments when you're having that mom rage, when you're having those moments of, you know, feeling the mom guilt or feeling, you know, like you don't have it all together. Being a part of community, you get to tap into the woman who's not in that current season in life, but she will be, and you'll be able to support her at that time. But in that moment, being a part of community, you have so many women who can lift you up, remind you how badass you are, what an incredible mom you are, and just give you that uplift and what you need to keep going. And I guess my answer to that, Dr. C, is like, how do I manage it? I do, because I'm a mom and I'm a woman, and yes, hear me roar, I will get her done. But it's not smooth. It's not always pretty. There's lots of tears along the way, but I'm a work in progress and a masterpiece, and I give myself grace. And I know that whatever I wasn't able to do today, there's always tomorrow.
I love it. It's so true. It really goes back to just understanding, like, we have to forgive ourselves for not being perfect, understanding the time and energy that we're putting in every day. Like, we are a work in progress. Nobody is perfect. No one will ever be perfect, because we are always growing. We're always evolving, and something's always going to come up. Life happens. There's curveballs all the time. Just like from your journey, there was a lot of curveballs, but you hit the bat and you just kept going.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not even a baseball fan, but it just, but anyways, no,
it's so true. You just got to keep going. You know, my mom has been one of my biggest champions. My whole family has been a huge support throughout this whole journey. Yeah. And the company just went through a huge transition and moving from 2022 to 2023. Yeah. And there were some, you know, difficult moments and going through change and transition and unexpected change. And I think as entrepreneurs, that's the last tip I want to share and leave with everybody today. You have to be able to win the journey in being a successful entrepreneur and business owner and getting to that finish line. You have to be able to embrace unexpected change, embrace the process of change. I know it's yucky. I know it doesn't feel good. I know it's anxiety provoking. The fear that embodies you is overwhelming, but embrace it and know that that is actually just a moment in time. You're actually just at the bottom of this mountain and you're on your way up and you can't see the valley on the other side, but keep on going, push through. And if you need to take a seat, turn back around, look how far you've come, and you won't want to go back down those stairs. You'll just want to keep on going up. It's too much work to go back down. It's way easier to just keep on pushing through. And when you push through, you will see that light at the end of the tunnel and you will get to where you need to go. And that to me is the only difference. We all have dreams. We all aspire, you know, we all aspire to have wealth, and we all aspire to do what we love while making a good income. And you should aspire for those things. But it takes hard work. It takes dedication. It takes determination. And when you want to quit, the day you want to quit most, that day you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do this. I can't do this. How am I going to do this? And you can't see that light at the end of the tunnel. Let that be the one day you do not allow yourself to quit. Okay. You can quit any other day, just not that one day.
When you're right about to give up, that's when transformation can happen. That's when change can happen. And especially when you're in that sore spot of like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't do this. Like pushing through that. And you always feel differently the next day. Like I've had those moments. I know other people have had those moments. It's a roller coaster, but it's understanding too that if you're doing what you're passionate about, you love it, and you're making a difference in whatever that capacity is, it's just keep going. And I love your example of the stairs. It's so much easier to just keep going versus going all the way back in a different direction that isn't for you. But I've been so enjoying this conversation, Crystal. I feel like I could talk to you for hours on end. But where can people find you, the Mom Link, everything else you're up to? We're going to link it below, but if you could let us know too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, search the Mom Link on any social media platform, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, or head over to themomlinkclub.com if you're interested in joining our membership community, Women Supporting Women in Business Club. Definitely head over to themomlinkclub.com. Or like I said, head over to Clubhouse, join us on our famous connecting and collaboration rooms that we host there, or join us on LinkedIn. We are hosting LinkedIn audio rooms now and building out our community on LinkedIn. So that's a pretty new, exciting direction for 2023. We host those LinkedIn audio rooms Thursdays at noon EST. So feel free to join us there. Connect with me. I don't know. Reach out, connect, make that first connection. And I'd love to learn about you, hear how I can support you and how I can get you involved with the MomLink community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Crystal. It's been such a fun conversation. I love your energy, your light, and just your transparency of your journey, everything in between. I so appreciate it. I know everyone listening as well, but thank you again for coming on and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Dr. C. This was incredible.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Crystal today? She gave us a lot of tips, but let us know so she can see it too. And we'll see you on the next video.